It was New Year's Eve, and a couple of my hired man and a friend that I have here, they asked me to be the designated driver on the New Year's Eve, and so I finally give in and said yes. And about, I don't know, it was probably about 11 o'clock, she showed up, and she said, "Aren't you my cousin?" But we'd danced before, and I said, "No, I'm not your cousin." And I was more interested in dating her, and finally we got around to me asking her to date. And about 2 weeks, I called her. I told her to call her in a couple weeks, and I did. And she was like, "2 weeks, really?"
You're going to wait 2 weeks to call me? All right, I'll
so
be patient.
We had a date a couple weeks into January, and I think in, what, February?
No, it was the end of January.
End of January, we decided to get married.
So 3 weeks after we met, we decided that we wanted to spend the rest of our lives together. So
she asked me first.
We got engaged. Well, he asked me what I would, if I could have anything, what would I like to have? And I said, to spend the rest of my life with you.
So May, that year, May 26th, we got married.
Yeah, so our parents were a little shocked, even though we'd been family friends. Pat and I had not associated with each other that much, you know, at all.
But I can remember you little. Your mom and my mom would meet in a store, and I'd boogie.
Usually Kmart in Laramie.
Phyllis would be there, and I didn't want nothing to do with you.
Well, and I would remember you with your pants tucked in your boots and your bright red hair taking off. But I guess it was one of those love at first sight kind of things. And my mom wouldn't speak to me for a while, actually. And I had to tell her what's going to happen, so I hope you're okay with it. And she came around, and in her eyes, it wasn't long, weeks later, and Pat was, the sun rose and set in him, and I just came along for the ride, so.
Yeah, but, my dad had so much respect for your family and that. He got me in the shop and some of the things I was doing. He said, Bud Orton would not stand for this. And he said, I don't know what you're doing, and a few times he chewed me out for what we were going to do, naming one of the kids. We were going to, if we had a boy, we were going to name one of them Angus. And her dad was a still Hereford man. And my dad said, "You will not name one of the kids Angus. That would just offend Bud Orton." And so, but we're going on 25 years. We're working at it. And
yeah, we are.
Just, we've had our ups and downs, and it's just been a fun ride. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Absolutely not. And my dad wasn't alive through any of this, so that's why he refers to he would have been upset, But I just think it's ironic and a little odd that I would always wonder what Pat was doing, but I never knew quite how to approach my dad with that because I didn't want to give him the inclination that I really cared what Pat McKee was doing, but I did want to know.
But, that's why it's an interesting story. And I don't know. I guess it was just meant to be.
I agree.